Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is your camera roll full of pictures of your pet? A survey out this morning commissioned by Samsung tells us that the average pet owner has 20% more pictures of their pet than they do their partner or their child. 98FM's Russell Alford is with me in studio today. Are you guilty of this?
Oh, I am so guilty of this. I've just done, you know the way on iPhones they do the collections and they average up how many photos of various faces and it does that recognition thing just before coming in there. I've been with Patrick, my other half fiance, for nearly 15 years.
Oh, God, right.
And there's according to my iPhone, about 1,900 photos of him or featuring him in it. I've had Hamilton, Hammy for short, for 18 months now, and is just shy of 1,000 photos and videos.
My God.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Now, I have some good justifications for that.
Really? Per Patrick's only getting 126 pictures a year.
Absolutely.
And the dog is 1,018 months.
Absolutely.
Russell.
Now, but here's the difference, okay? I can take photos of Hammy asleep. I can't of Patrick. Patrick will ask to verify if the photo's okay.
Yeah, the dog
Hammy
won't. Right.
And candid poses, Hammy will accept them. Patrick won't. It's also, I always say this though, it's also good for medical things.
Yeah.
So sometimes, well, especially like dogs, for example, okay? Mm-hmm. Like he's had a couple of medical things, little tiny growths or little spots or whatever it might be. You can track back by taking several hundred photos a day of your dog, seeing when did that spot grow on his face or when did that look a little bit weird, and you can start tracking back, and because they're all time stamped.
This is your justification for more dog pictures than your partner?
No, it's just trying to balance things out a little bit.
I'm pretty sure it's an argument. Yeah. I mean, you could throw it in the mix. Yeah. We sent Henry McKean out and about Russell of the streets of Dublin this lunchtime to ask people, do they have more pictures of their pup than their partner?
Do you have more photographs of your partner and your family on your phone or your pets?
Definitely my pet, my dog for sure.
Tell us about your dog.
His name is Tony. He's a rescue. He's a pit bull and he's very cute, especially when he's sleeping. So I have loads of photos of him sleeping specifically.
So there's more photographs of Tony than your partner. What's your partner called?
Sean. The less important one. No, not really.
And does Sean mind that it's all about Tony?
No, and I'd say he's the same. He has plenty. We kind of have like a photo off, you know, around the house. Who's going to get the cutest pic of the day?
So you kind of love your pet more than each other. I know you can't say that.
Yeah, no, we don't love, but no, we very much love our pet. He's part of the family. It's the three of us in the house, so, and he's the cutest one of the lot.
Inside your phone, how many pictures of pets do you have compared to family?
Well, we have two German Shepherds, and all of our profile pictures are our dogs, not our family.
Wow.
We actually have a wall in our house dedicated to our dogs, and I don't think we have any photos of each other.
Yeah.
So it's all about the pets.
The dogs.
It's all about the dogs.
Yes, it is.
Always. Yeah.
So I have two lurchers and a cat. There's Maddie, Finn and Buzz. And they tend to do cute things like roll up in a ball on the sofa. And, you know, they pull kind of faces that people don't pull. So you tend to look at them and kind of, I don't know, they're cute or something, you know.
So your partner doesn't pull faces like that?
No.
So she doesn't get her photo taken as much?
No, just like with little kids, they tend to, you know, they have that kind of a cute thing about them. So you end up taking loads of your kids, but dogs and cats, animals are just tend to be more cute. They're not self-aware, really. They just do whatever they do.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. Broadcaster Fionnuala Moran is with us as well. Fionnuala, do you have a shrine to your dog in your phone?
Oh, so guilty as charged, Andrea. As soon as I was asked about this today, I was like, how did you get into my phone? Have you hacked me? How did you do this? I have a lovely husband, 3,000 snaps of him, over 6,000 snaps of the dogs.
Yeah,
now, I do have the two dogs. I've only the one husband, and I do tend to stop other people in public and ask to take photos of their dogs. I don't tend to stop them and ask to take photos of their husbands. You know, the dogs are just that little bit prettier generally. And I have to agree with Russell. They have no bad angles, and are their little rescue Salukis. So they're descended from ancient Egyptian royalty. They used to be the only dogs the Egyptians would allow in the houses, and you'd know well by them. They're posing it up nonstop. So real. So yeah, they're just incredible little things. But one thing I am a little bit conscious of, and I need to get better at this myself, is our carbon paw print. So whatever about our carbon footprint,
carbon
it's the paw print. Yeah, so all of these billion photos we take and we leave them there and they're sitting on our Google Drive, filling up our data centers, just to get a little bit better at maybe picking our favorites, then printing them, deleting all the duplicates. iPhones have a really handy feature to do that. I'm sure other smartphones do as well. I'm just iPhone indoctrinated. And then just getting the favorite ones out onto the wall, like that lovely person said who had the gorgeous little shrine to the doggies at home.
Listener here tells me, Fionnuala, they have 700 pictures of their husband currently in their phone, but they've 1,600 of the dog. And another listener tells me, I don't actually have a dog myself, but I have hundreds of pictures of other people's dogs. I'd have one if I wasn't living in an apartment. They're all legends.
This is it. And I'm always so generous out in public if I see people even looking at our dogs. I'm like, they're really friendly. Say hello. Because I have had periods in my own life where I didn't have the doggies and I just know that kind of need to pet them and chat to them. And just, they're so gorgeous. And every dog's a therapy dog, even if they're not certified. They're just the best little things to be going around saying hello to everyone with.
Does Patrick mind, Russell?
Oh no, he's worse. He takes as many of the dog.
He's more than he probably has as many.
He definitely has more photos of the dog than me. Anyway, that's for sure. but it's also the thing. Dogs are actually quite hard to photograph, especially I have a French bulldog, and you know, trying to get his attention, trying to get him to look at the camera or anything like that, I could be taking about 8 photos. I sometimes just take a video and do a screen grab instead because it's far easier than trying to get a still image.
Do you put them anywhere? They're just on the phone.
They're all on the phone, but that's where I need them. So when I'm in, you know, having a down day and I'm on the Lewis or anything like that, I'll have a little look at them and cheer me up. Had that a few days ago here. But I have printed them out as gifts for family because they...
Of your dog?
Of my dog. For Christmas, my mum and dad, one of the presents I got them was a photo of them with the dog because genuinely, they love him a lot.
Really, yeah.
They love him a lot. Yeah. They generally do. My mum will probably text in listening.
She'll
and
be delighted
say,
with that,
yes,
she?
Yes, I do, actually, yeah.
Well, she couldn't tell you she wasn't delighted with it.
Oh, no, she'd tell us. Yeah. She'd tell us for sure. She's like, when can I look after him again?
Oh,
you know,
really?
Very much. It's, you know, 18 months of having a rescue who has his own little challenges and everything like that. The love that goes into our family from him, the joy that he brings, it is amazing to see. And even just ourselves, myself and my fiance, we both like the joy he's brought to us. He's gotten us grounded more. It's gotten us more active. We travel around Ireland a lot more as opposed to going abroad. Yeah, the little things like
with
that.
Him.
Yeah.
Fionnuala, will you print any of these now or will they? Do you have pet portraits?
Yeah.
Because I was talking to somebody at the weekend who recently got a portrait commissioned, actually, of their dog. They got an artist involved, yeah.
We have those as well. And especially if your pet has passed, it is the most gorgeous way. Just remember them. We used to have the most handsome, regal German Shepherd, Brucey. He passed away, unfortunately, due to old age. But we have a pet portrait of him and it is one of our most cherished possessions. Like, we're running out the burn house as well as grabbing the current dog. We'd also be grabbing that as well. It's just so, so lovely. But they are just absolutely incredible little things. So whether it's the art on the phone of them, the beautiful ways they pose it up for us, or on the walls, getting the proper paintings or the pictures printed, they're so gorgeous. Having all around us. As Russell said, they just make you smile every time you see them. They're the best little things in the world. Yeah.
Now, I was looking at your own social media recently, Fionnuala, and I know congratulations is in order. Will the new arrival take over, though, from the dog pictures?
I don't know. As Russell said, they're the parents really enjoying getting pictures of the dog. I think my mom always says, anyway, the dogs are everyone's favourite family member because they don't talk back.
Well,
you just can't get mad at them. I think there'll still be many, many days where they'd rather just take the dogs and not the grandkids. Here we go.
20% of listeners today have more photographs of their cat and dog in their phone, their cherished pets, than they do their partners, close friends, or their family members. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Russell Alford, Fionnuala Moore, and thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.